Trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds His people from this time on and forever. The scepter of evil shall not rest on the land given to the righteous. So the righteous may not stretch out their hands stretch out their hands to do wrong. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good and to those who are upright in their hearts. But those who turn aside to their own crooked ways, the Lord
Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. The scripture reading is from Psalms 125 in its entirety from the New International Version, NIV. Hear the word of God. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken, but endures forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds His people, both now and forevermore. The scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous. For then the righteous might use their hands to do evil. Lord, do good to those who are good, to those who are upright in heart. But those who turn to crooked ways, the Lord will banish with the evildoers. Peace be on Israel. The word of God for the people of God. The sermonic selection is entitled, Those Who Trust by Enter the Worship Circle.
Those who trust in the Lord are a strong mountain. They will not be those who trust in the Lord are a strong mountain. They will not be moved. Though the world moves like mad, those who trust in the Lord are as Mount Zion. They will not, will not be moved. Come on now, now, those who trust in the Lord are as Mount Zion.
Has been read for your hearing. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Lifting up verse 2 from Psalms 125. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forevermore. I wish to speak from the subject, the Lord surrounds us. Psalms 125 is a psalm of accents, meaning it is a prayer for God's blessings upon his people. This psalm tells us that God is our protector. The author of this great psalm is unknown. However, some suggest that it was written by Hezekiah. But nevertheless, the author wants us to know that the mountains that surround Jerusalem are symbolic to the way in which he surrounds us, and we are his people. He wants us to know that Mount Zion is the place, the city where Yahweh, the God of Israel, lives. Looking at the Old Testament days, when Jerusalem had no river to foster agriculture and facilitate trade with other cities, the people had God. God was their sustentation and sustained the people's lives. As long as God lived among the people, the city was indestructible. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Psalm 46, verse 5. But when the people abandoned him, God could no longer protect them, and Jerusalem fell to the Babylonian army. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Psalms 121 and 8. You may know people who are drawn to every new trend and every new idea. Some are drawn to various religious groups or persuasion. Some are concerned with proselytizing, the act of attempting to convert someone from one religion, belief, or opinion to another. Are you convinced that their new idea or trend is really making them happy? Or are you confused by their floundering or lack of commitment? Do you discern their general dissatisfaction with the way their life is going now? Are you feeling a need within yourself to find that which is really true, trustworthy, endearing, and enduring, or a true foundation for your life? Let me attest to the fact that God is the creator of truth. He is trustworthy. He is endearing and inspiring love through the Holy Spirit. Let me attest to the fact that God is reliable, enduring, and indestructible sustentation. God endures truth. God's enduring truth will endure forever and ever. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Psalms 34 and 8. In Psalms 125, verse 3, the psalmist writes, "The scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous." Israel had to tolerate many evil rulers. However, we read in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 5, "The Lord has broken the rod of the wicked, the scepter of the rulers." You see, human power fades. God permitted Babylon to have a temporary power for a purpose. The purpose was to punish his wayward people. When God's purpose ended, so did power. That's why we should be careful about having confidence in human power, confidence in political power, because the day will come when God will see to it that that power will fade. No matter how strong and secure it is, secure it appears to be at the present time, it will fade. Anchor your hopes in God and his unfailing purposes. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken but endures forever. God is the true, trustworthy foundation for life. He is the ultimate example of what is real and lasting. He is the ultimate example of love and righteousness. God surrounds us, sustains us, and protects us. He sent his only Son to offer us salvation and eternal life by dying on the cross and paying the price for all our sins. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you are the ultimate example of what is real and true. Forgive us for the times when we fail to realize that only you are trustworthy. Thank you for forgiving us for the times when we thought it was ourselves protecting us, when indeed you who surrounded us and held us in the palm of your hands. Thank you, Lord, for surrounding us now and forevermore. We pray now, Lord, for those who are floundering and grasping at everything and grasping at everyone except you through Jesus Christ. Yes, it's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen. The closing song is entitled Psalm 125, Not Be Moved, by James Block.
trust in Yahweh are like Mount Zion. They cannot be moved. They cannot be moved. They cannot be moved. They cannot be moved. From this time and forever, as long as the moon keeps time, you stand before me, the apple of my eye. You will not be moved. You will not be moved. You will not be moved. Folds us, so Yahweh indwells us. We cannot be moved. We cannot be moved. We cannot be moved.
Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, host of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Tune into my podcast at godsword.eprn.us. On the weekends, relax and catch a matinee highlight match. Highlight is entertaining and has a deep cultural heritage. We are proud to bring Magic City Highlight to Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.